Oh, it is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Mike Pete across the way. Andrew with your updates. Welcome aboard right now, Taz. A.J. Hawk, 11-year NFL veteran linebacker, former star at Ohio State, NFL analyst now. A.J., Taz of the Moose with you, friend of the show. He's joined us a number of times. Good morning, A.J. How are you? Happy early Thanksgiving, brother.
A.J., what's up?
Hey.
What's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing? How are you?
Good, bro.
We're doing well. We're doing well, A.J., and, you know, we kicked off the program this morning talking about, you know, Lamar Jackson. I mean, how exactly you stop that Ravens offense right now?
You don't. I mean, as we saw last night, I think you got to hope he has an off day. You got to find a way to... I mean, the plan going in, I'm sure, always up front especially, is to try to contain him, don't let him break the perimeter, keep him kind of bottled up inside the pocket. But the thing is, I feel like he's developed as a passer, and he looks so good now throwing the ball. He looks so comfortable that he can just beat you too many ways. And there's not a whole lot of people that have been able to like kind of been a total package like him. And what I mean by that is a guy that can throw as well as he can right now, but also just how, like, explosive and sudden he is when he pulls the ball down and runs. Like, he's a threat every single time to get in the end zone, no matter where he is on the field. So it's a scary proposition right now to think about stopping that guy.
You know, AJ, I was saying about Lamar Jackson earlier to Moose, it's like he's it's not just that he's ultra-athletic and his vision is great. He's seeing the field. As you said, it's a dual threat, throwing and running. His explosiveness, as you hit on, but he's unpredictable, right? It seems like when he's running the ball, like when he gets out of that pocket, he doesn't know where he's going to go, which, as right or wrong, as a defensive player, man, I'm sure you've played against a lot of guys at times like that. It's a nightmare, right or wrong, when you don't know where they're going to go because they don't know where they're going to go.
Yeah, it's an absolute nightmare to try to think about stopping that, and you're right. He doesn't know where he's going to go, and that's what running the football is. It's all about instincts, and Lamar has crazy football instincts on just and body control on – he doesn't have to see a defender. He can feel where they're coming. He can feel where the pursuit is coming, even if it's behind him, and he's going to make something happen. And that's why he's so much fun to watch, I think, because yeah. It's not just – like, you can't put on his film and show some young kid and be like, hey, here, do this. Like, this is what you need to do. Like, no. Like, come on now. There's only one guy on the planet right now that can do what he's doing, and it's him. And he – it's coupled with his instincts and his hard work and everything he's done as a player, and we're getting to see it right now really, really hit stride, and we'll see what happens if he can make a playoff run and get this thing going, because it's going to be interesting.
AJ, what's gone wrong with the Rams?
Man, isn't it weird? I don't think it's – you know, there's always the whole saying, like, oh, they got tape on them, they got film on them, and now everyone's figured them out. Like, I don't put as much stock into that. I mean, McVay is still McVay. I'm not down on McVay like some people are. I mean, obviously their offensive line has been struggling. They've been trying to figure out a group in there that can protect Jared Goff. And Jared Goff is definitely taking a step back too, I think, at the same time. They're just in a weird spot. They really are, to where your O-line's not playing great. The quarterback that you just paid a ton of money to and gave him a long-term deal, I mean, you're hoping he's still that guy and he's going to get back to form. And Gurley has a bunch of money too, and I like what Gurley can do. But I just think, I mean, they're not the new hot thing anymore, and it's tough to continue to compete that way. I mean, they got to find a way defensively to get multiple turnovers a game and give Jared Goff some extra possessions. I mean, last night nothing was going to help him. I mean, Lamar just torched him. But the Rams, it's crazy to think where they are now, thinking where they were last year. I know I would not have guessed that they are in this position now.
No, us either. I mean, I kind of felt, I guess I'm one of those guys, AJ, that feels like there is a lot of tape and from last year, and these DCs, you know, can figure them out. But you're right about the offensive line for sure. I mean, your concern level for Jared Goff, like you hit on it, man, he got the big deal. I mean, is it a blip or can McVay get him back on track, or do you think it's like maybe people did figure him out? Maybe this is it. I mean, you know, he hasn't been looking good at all.
I know, and that's the scary thing. I mean, it's so hard to find your franchise quarterback. I mean, that's why we see these teams drafting guys so high and throwing money at guys that they hope and they think are going to be their franchise quarterback. I'm not saying Jared Goff is not 100% not the franchise quarterback and going to be there for 10, 12 more years in L.A., but I mean, I'm not super confident that he is that guy. If he isn't, the good thing that they have is I still think Sean McVay, he's one of those crazy football guys that I'm sure is sleeping 30 minutes a night. It's just driving him crazy that they're not able to win right now.
Right.
He's going to do whatever he possibly can to get Jared Goff to play as best as he possibly can and give that team a chance to win.
We're talking A.J. Hawk, 11-year NFL veteran linebacker and NFL analyst and a friend of the program, has joined us a number of times over the course of the football season. A.J., you know, away from the Rams and Ravens last night and, you know, up to New England and the Patriots, we know how good that defense is, and it plays, and we know how good they are in terms of stopping the pass as well. I think they've only had, what, 4 passing touchdowns this entire year. However, what's wrong with that Patriots offense, and do you think it's time, and do you think they have the skill position players to get it fixed?
Well, yeah, I think, honestly, because that how good that defense is, they always have a chance to win it all. And something about the Patriots, too, maybe I'm just like all the diehard Patriot fans. I feel like, oh, it doesn't matter. You know, their offense, they can sputter all they want in the regular season. In the playoffs, Tom Brady's going to find a way. They're going to put it together and make a run 100%. And when you think about how good their defense is, and you know that defense can play, they can go anywhere and still be a really elite defense. It's they're definitely the team to beat. But, I mean, it's a combination. Obviously, not having Gronk hurts them. I mean, that guy is just such a game changer and matchup nightmare for anybody. Their offensive line, they're still trying to figure it out. I know they just put Marshall Newhouse on the bench, I think. And they've kind of had to shuffle things around, trying to find a way to keep Tom Brady upright. And you're right, especially if they're not healthy at the receiver position. I mean, it's not like they are super loaded, super deep at the receiver position to begin with. So they need Mohamed Sanu. I think he's a great pickup. I actually played with Sanu in Cincinnati for a year, and I think he is one of the most underrated receivers in the NFL. The guy, he's a freak, and he's an awesome teammate, too. So with him healthy, it definitely helps them. But I think no matter what, they don't care. They'll gladly win a Super Bowl 10-7. It doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, I you know, we talked, Moose and I did, when that Sanu deal happened and went up to New England. And I felt like, man, once there's a chemistry built, AJ, with Tom Brady and Sanu, I'm a big fan of Sanu also, it's like that could be an unstoppable duo right there with Brady and Sanu.
Absolutely. I mean, Sanu is so good. And he was with A.J. Green and the Bengals for a while, so obviously A.J. Green's getting all the attention. Yeah. And then he's in Atlanta, and you got Julio Jones. I'm like, all right, we got there's Julio. I was actually on the Falcons for a month too, so that's why I kind of have more. I didn't get much more access than maybe you guys, but I got a little bit more access. I'll be there 4 weeks. I'm like, oh, cool. I know, and Mo Sanu was in Atlanta at the time, and I'm like, oh, it's so good. Mo is so good.
Yeah.
But you have Julio Jones there too. I'm like, well, we got Julio and Mo. These guys are both unbelievable, sure, obviously. Yeah. But that's why I think Mo could have a monstrous playoff run for New England if he's 100% healthy, and I think he and Tom Brady already seem to be on the same page.
AJ, over to the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to get Niners and Ravens up this upcoming weekend down in Baltimore, a 1 o'clock kickoff. How about what San Francisco has done, and really, you know, what Bosa's done defensively, what that defensive line has done, and how good Shanahan's crew has been this year? Best team in the NFC right now up until this point.
I mean, it looks like it, and I was hesitant to say that 4 weeks ago. Probably, I just wasn't sure. I was like, okay, well, yeah, you guys are good, but you gotta play great late in the year, and you gotta do it multiple times, I think, to really feel like you have arrived. And they have arrived, man. The Niners are unbelievable. I like what Jimmy Garoppolo can do. I think when George Kittle's in the lineup, they're obviously a different offense. He's an absolute monster that changes the face of that offense. And they're not even fully healthy on the offensive line, too. That's what's scary to think of once they get healthy. But they're just so good. They're such a well-rounded team. Their defense, I feel like, too, how their front four and front seven play complements how the back end plays so well, too. I mean, look when they played the Packers on Sunday night. People were asking, oh, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers? His numbers were down and everything. I'm like, first off, he's running for his life to begin with, and then when he wasn't running for his life and he's able to get the ball out of his hands, there's nobody open.
Right, suffocating
coverage at all times, you feel like. So I think they have an amazing thing going there in San Fran, and they're a fun football team to watch. So yeah, that's the fun thing. Now you have 10 wins already. You're a great regular season football team. And the tough thing is if you go out there and you drop your first playoff game, it's like it's all for nothing. So that's where the pressure kind of sits in, and you got to find a way to fight through that and see if you're legit and you're gonna make a run at it.
You listen to Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Our special guest right now is A.J. Hawk, Sirius XM NFL analyst, 11-year NFL linebacker. So, A.J., speaking on that with the 49ers, so like Moose alluded to, we got the Ravens and the 49ers this Sunday. I mean, like, two best teams in NFL, in your opinion? Was that fair to say, going at it this Sunday, almost like a Super Bowl preview?
Yeah, right now I would call them the two best teams in the NFL at this point in the regular season. It's going to be cool to see how San Francisco, not only what their plan of attack is for kind of bottling up Lamar, trying to keep him uncomfortable, but it's going to be fun to watch them chase him around all over the place. You know there's going to be a couple just absolute signature plays, even if he ends up getting sacked, but if he might run around for 19 seconds with Bosa and the crew chasing around, yeah. It's going to be fun to watch.
It is going to be fun to watch. Taz and I were talking about we wish it was a 4 o'clock or 8 o'clock game instead of it being 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. You know, AJ, one of the coaching staffs that's clearly under pressure, how about Garrett? And Taz and I were critical of the Cowboys head coach yesterday, his decision to kick the field goal down 13-6 late. Then you heard the criticism from Aikman on the broadcast, the criticism of Jerry Jones after the game. You know, how hot is the seat right now under the rear end of Jason Garrett?
Well, you would think it's very hot when the owner comes out and says that. I mean, Jerry seems to have up until this point, has really been on board with Jason Garrett and saying all the right things, I guess, to the media. But when your owner, the guy that is making every single decision in that building, when he comes out and he seems to be pretty critical of something that is a little out of the norm for him as far as supporting his head coach, I feel like, yeah, you got to be a little bit worried if you're Jason Garrett, and you got to be thinking, well, all right, we got to find a way to. This could be like all or nothing for me. We got to really go deep in the playoffs or get to the Super Bowl at least or something for me to still be around here. But I cannot imagine him being back next year if they don't get the NFC Championship or Super Bowl. It seems like.
AJ, no, I think I know the answer to this question before I'm going to ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyway. So, did you ever take a selfie with fans before the game was over? Did you ever do that? What the hell, dude?
What happened? I don't know. Maybe. What is it? Gen Y? Generation Y? Generation Z? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's Z. This week, I think it's Generation Z this week, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love Dwayne Haskins. I'm an Ohio State guy. He's an Ohio State
guy. Of course, yeah.
Sometimes you just get too excited and you forget where you are. And I think that's what happened with Dwayne Haskins. The offense is on the field. Hopefully for him and for everyone, I just hope maybe 5, 8, 10 years from now he's playing in the league and he's a great player and he can look back on that and laugh. Because if not, if he doesn't have a long, great career, it's just going to be one more thing you put on why he didn't make it or something if people want to examine his career.
Well, AJ, hopefully he's laughing because Skin fans were crying on Sunday when they watched it. Like, why can't we just enjoy a win? The quarterback's on the sideline taking pictures as Keenum's running out to the field, AJ.
Victory formation. That's the best formation. You got to be there.
Oh, man. I mean, that's... You know, times change. You got to adapt. You know, if you're a coach, you're a player, if we're a fan of it, you got to adapt. You got to understand, hey, maybe I would not personally have done this, but you know what? I can't knock other people for doing it. Maybe this is the new norm. What do you guys think?
I think it's a bad norm. Maybe it's an old school thing, but hey, so are you ready for the big one, man? Ohio State, Michigan this Saturday. Your Buckeyes are undefeated. You ready for this or what? The big one.
Yeah, Chase Young's back in the lineup, came back with a vengeance against Penn State last week. The guy's probably the best player in college football. He's unbelievable. It's going to be – I think it's been fun to watch, too, how Michigan has kind of progressed throughout this season. Early on, they're talking about Harbaugh getting fired and what's wrong with Michigan, and then they've really turned it on. They look really, really good. And so it's going to be fun to see Ohio State go to Ann Arbor and see how they do. I feel like Ohio State – is the most like well-rounded team they've had in years and years around their offense, defense, and special teams. They're just loaded. They don't have any weak spots. So going up against a Michigan offense and a Michigan team that is playing super confident, feels like every year, I mean, they feel like this is the year they're going to beat them, but ultimately I just don't think they have enough to beat Ohio State.
Well, it's like old hat now. I mean, you beat up on Michigan. Like, it's insane. I mean, the Wolverines don't even come close to you. It really is. It's crazy there, AJ.
Yeah, that's what I try to tell people. So my last year in college was 2006. I went 3-1 against Michigan. And you talk to any kid that came after me, and they, like, I'm a failure to them. Like, what are you, you guys lost to Michigan? Yeah, man. It used to be a lot more competitive, guys. Like, when I came in, if people were 2-2 against Michigan, like, oh, okay, all right, 500. Now, if you lose to Michigan, something's wrong. They want to pull your scholarship.
It's crazy. It really is. A final one tomorrow, you know, obviously Thursday's Thanksgiving, right? And, you know, are you a stuffing guy? Are you a turkey guy? Are you a mashed potatoes guy? What do you look forward to for the big meal, AJ?
So without trying to sound like a huge, like, downer and a grump, like, I don't really care about any of it. Like, I enjoy being with my family and everybody and hanging out and the camaraderie and all that. But I'm not, like, freaking out going crazy about certain meals. I like turkey. I like turkey. I put turkey in my eggs every morning. Mm. So, like, I like that. But Thanksgiving turkey, I think, is highly overrated. I mean, my wife and I inject the hell out of it. We had a thing last night. We had a Friendsgiving, you call it, or whatever. We had all my buddies I played with at Ohio State and their wives over, and we had a big Thanksgiving already. And I injected the hell out of that turkey for 2 days previous before, and we were basting it and put on. It doesn't matter. Turkey still is
still turkey.
Weirdly dry inside.
Yeah, it's dry white meat. Like, okay. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, cool. Like, dump all your gravy over there. I'm like, all right, man. Like, no. So I eat a bunch of turkey and a little bit of stuffing, and I don't go too crazy, though. I don't. You know, it's just another day, but it's going to hang out with my family.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, AJ.
Hey,
yeah, man.
That's why I wanted to call in and wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. Well, AJ, we appreciate you giving us some time this morning. We really do, waking up early, and enjoy the holiday, enjoy the friends and family, and thanks for the time, bud.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, thank you, guys.